Rivals. It's the Elks and the Stampeders from McMahon Stadium in Calgary. Let's light this rocket. We are underway at McMahon Stadium, and in his first ever Canadian Football League game, Jalen Philpott takes the kick and will return it up across the 25-yard line. They get the short ones quite nicely like everybody else does, but they haven't been able to connect on the long ones. No need here on first and 10. Arbuckle throw, and he's going deep to the end zone, and flags come down. That'll be interference on the play intended for Kenny Lawler in the end zone. Two Stampeders were there. One of them had their hands all over him. Waits for the snap, takes it, plunges ahead, and touchdown. Antler up, Edmonton. Kyle Oxley takes the first pie out of the oven, and the Elks score first at McMahon Stadium this afternoon.
Very much so. Just going with the three down linemen, and then some of the linebackers creep it in as the play goes. Here's the give now on the flip, and a nice big gain coming upfield with it is Henry.
And he loses the football as he's taken down, and the Elks come up with it. Curtis has hit 26 in a row. Two game winners this year. One in the last minute, one in overtime. This one is up. And he's hit 27 in a row. And he's got the Calgary Stampeders on the board. It's a 6-3 game now after that field goal by Rene Paredes. Arbuckle drops. He's got time. He'll throw. That is complete to Arsenal.
Oh, he's
across
gone.
The 10 into the end zone.
Oh, very nice.
Antler up, Edmonton. Touchdown, Elks.
Bagleton goes left side to right side. Motion starts. There's the give to Kadeem Carey, and that's a walk in the park for him into the end zone. And the Stamps have their first touchdown of the game. Kadeem Carey from 3 yards out.
So it's going to be a field goal attempt for Rene Paredes from the 29-yard line, it looks like. Maybe 28. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is through. Make it 28 straight for Rene Paredes. And the Stampeders have moved within 1 point of the Elks. It's a 14-13 lead.
Hit
one from 60 in warm-up last week at Commonwealth. This one is up, and it is through, and the Elks are up by 4 now, 17-13, on a 46-yard field goal from Sergio Castillo. Motion starts. Arbuckle takes the drop. He's got some time. He'll throw. It's intercepted by the Stampeders, and it's brought back to the 30, just inside the 30-yard line, and it is intercepted by Cameron Judge, up from his linebacker position. First and 10 for the Stampeders at the 28-yard line after an interception thrown by Nick Arbuckle. Here's Bo Levi Mitchell. He's going deep right away into the end zone. Touchdown, Stampeders. Wow. Rubbing it in right off the back.
Yep.
From the 35-yard line, kick is up, and it is through. And the Stampeders increase their lead to 6, 23-17 over the Elks. 8 minutes and 34 seconds to go from the 46-yard line. He already hit one from 46, and you told me he could have gone to 66,
he could have hit that from a lot.
But that was with the wind. This is against the wind from the 46.
And it's pretty stiff right now.
Sergio Castillo puts it up, and true and through.
Yep.
And the Elks moved within 3, 23-20. Steven stays in the game. He goes under center. He'll take the ball, and he's in. Touchdown, Calgary. Third time's a charm for the Stampeders. 29-20 with the convert to come. 47-yard line for Sergio Castillo. He's hit from 46 and 46. This one from 47. Mingle, the holder, he places the ball down. Kick is up. True and through. It's a 7-point game now. Castillo's got the ball on the tee. And we'll see what they can do. Ball's up in the air, and the Stamps recover it.
Yeah.
Stamps will get it. It'll be Calgary football. And that should seal the deal with 31 seconds to go. Closer and closer and closer for the Elks in their first three games after the blowout loss in Vancouver in week one. A 10-point loss to Saskatchewan last week. This week, man, they hung in there, but it's a 7-point loss in Calgary to the Calgary Stampeders. A game the Elks led for a lot of, Blake, and a game they played pretty well in. And give credit to Calgary, but the Elks could have easily deserved a better fate in this one.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.